The management of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital may be required to return the 9 controversial recently bought vehicles. The Senior Staff Association of the hospital accused the board and management of misusing the hospital's internally generated funds and has since petitioned the president to dissolve the board. The management and board, however, denied the allegations. Board Chairman Eddie Annan told newsmen that proper procedure was followed. According to the acting CEO of the hospital, Alberto Potibotri, the vehicles were actually procured for the hospital by the Ministry of Health. But PRO for the ministry, Tony Goodman, told Bubuku Inogo that the hospital authorities did not follow the right procedure. According to him, the minister was not informed of the transaction, insisting that she would not have approved of it. He spoke to Bubuku Inogo.
If you want to use IGF in Kolebu to procure vehicles, you need to go through the appropriate channel. There is a policy laid down for the usage of IGF, which is you write to your sector minister seeking approval to use the IGF. But this was not done in their case. They only wrote to that committee that is in charge of the vehicle scheme or high purchase scheme, and then the approval was given for them to go and procure the vehicle. So what it means is that the sector minister is not aware that they bought 9 vehicles because she did not see the letter requesting that we want to buy a vehicle under the scheme. It was only the chairman of that committee who received a letter from the board of quality that they needed that vehicle, and then the vehicles were purchased for them under the high purchase scheme.
In this regard, it means both the board of Kolebu and the management, and for that matter, the committee, erred in the whole transaction.
Yes, because when you listen to the story in the media, you would hear Ministry of Health, Ministry of Health, and we know how it works. If you are mentioning the Ministry of Health, the sector minister should be aware. The sector minister is not aware. You only wrote to some committee in the ministry, and then you bought a vehicle to the tune of that amount, 7 Passat vehicle. Meanwhile, when we were procuring those equipment in Kolebu, those equipment they are using now, what we said was that you have to recoup the money and pay back so that at least it will become a revolving fund so that we can now get enough equipment for you. You've not paid a dime on that equipment we've installed in Kolebu, but you are buying vehicles.
Would the minister have approved this transaction if it had come to her attention?
No. When I spoke to her, she said, how would I have approved 9 vehicles for an institution that we are making this investment there? This huge investment that by now we should be recouping some of the money to be able to maintain the equipment, to be able to also invest back into that facility for the benefit of the people who go and access healthcare. But if I approved 9 vehicles, then it means that I don't know my priorities. I have not set my priorities right. So she's not happy. Even though she's not in the country, she's not happy to hear what is happening. And she would have loved management of Kolebu to return the vehicles and do the right thing.
Will she push for that the Kolebu return the vehicle so that they use the money for something else?
That is the minister's idea. Because she's not here to look into the issue, to look into the documentation. But she is saying that if they did not do the right thing, they have to return the vehicle.
The senior staff of Kolebu is calling for the dissolution of the board. Would that be considered?
Those ones are above us, and we will wait for the petition to be responded to. Then we also advise the presidency accordingly.
PRO of Ministry of Health, Tony Goodman, talking to Bubuku Inogo. Meanwhile, the senior staff of the hospital is planning to hold a meeting this afternoon to discuss issues bordering on management of the hospital. As a result, president of the senior staff, Charles Ofeipam, was picked up by the Dansman police this afternoon because the acting CEO complained that the planned meeting might disturb the peace of the hospital. Mr. Ofeipam has since been released.